And go.
I already said this. I think I said it on the pod before.
Did you check the levels? Or did you even
sounds
do
good.
Did you do any of this?
It sounds good, man.
Yeah.
We got the new chords. We're
the new chord, we're humming.
All right. Okay.
We're humming
so
like my
So for all you audiophile Trent Reznor types out there, this should sound good.
I saw like Trent Reznor. There was a thing like Trent Reznor finally releases his comments on Donald Trump.
Hell yeah. We've all been
Was that a headline?
No, it was something like Trent Reznor had something to say about Donald Trump. It's funny all these like celebrities people forgot about.
Yeah.
Or like, I mean, I know Nine Inch Nails still makes music or whatever.
Yeah, and he does like film scores too now. He did the Social Network.
I mean, I love Nine Inch Nails, but
yeah.
Who gives a shit? Who gives a shit what
Trent Reznor thinks?
Yeah, exactly.
What an old ass guy with long black hair thinks.
Yeah, right.
like, my man's definitely got that fucked up hair. He probably dyes his shit jet black.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Well, it's like something that happens. It's like people are relevant for a while. They have some success. They might have continued success, but then you like trick yourself into thinking that you're important just because you're like visible.
Yeah.
Well, in his little fucking bubble, he is important.
In his
That's
world, he's like, yeah he's give people.
Everyone around him's like Trent. You know what I
no,
mean?
But like, I think he like legitimately does like he's very smart at what he does. He's like, you know, like as like
doing
audio
music.
Yeah, yeah. No, but like he's like an audiophile and like a weird. He was like a band geek in high school and stuff.
Yeah. He played piano because he was gay.
Yeah. And then he and then he worked his way out of that through industrial rock.
Yeah.
What do you think? You think Nine Inch Nails means like, is it a, did we do the joke about it's a band of like, it was originally black ladies with really big nails?
Oh, no.
I'm sure everyone in fourth grade ever made that joke.
No, not in fourth grade. How dare you?
Yeah.
That's ninth grade at least.
No, it's not.
I'll yes. say.
And by the that was Nick with a nice little pooper. What
well,
you guys can't
I got food poisoning a couple days ago, so I'm just filled with gas.
Yeah. Ooh, you're like a little balloon, dude.
Yeah, dude.
How was it? Were you shitting all for
no,
like a whole
I,
day?
The shitting is happening today, but the day I got the food, I was stupid of me. Knew the food was bad, ate it anyways.
That's so good. You were eating someone's leftovers who had food poisoning, and then you were like, let me take a run at this.
Why?
Yeah, my stomach's strong.
Which, by the way, that is fat boy DNA. That's your childhood.
Oh, yeah.
Because I have done that exact shit where it was like, I got sick off wings.
No,
and I was
the
like,
quesadillas weren't wrong. She was.
Yeah.
I'm going to take the quesadillas side.
Dude, I got food poisoning because I saw wings that were undercooked. I saw them. Mm-hmm. In my head, I registered undercooked. And then I was like, oh, I'll just eat the outside part.
Yeah.
I was like, I won't
the
eat the raw part.
Yeah.
And then I got, my asshole was a faucet, dude.
No, literally like fucking 20 minutes after I ate those quesadillas, I was like, oh, I got to lay down. Mm-hmm. And then I went to the bathroom and I threw up a little bit and then it got like progressively worse. And then, yeah, till like 5 a.m. just dry heaving bile.
Oh, I hate
it's
that
awful.
Shit.
Yeah.
Great ab workout. I was telling Nick outside.
Is it?
Yeah.
Dry heaving?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Get your shit shredded.
Yeah, that shit sucks. Because for a while, there's like a crescendo with the vomiting where you like get to the point where you're almost empty and you're like, damn, I feel pretty good.
I know.
It feels nice purging.
Right after you're done and all the fuck the vomit's out of your
nose
and shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, that shit feels good.
It's kind of like psychedelic. Like,
well,
you're kind of like tripping a little
bit. Like in Barton Fink, when that writer that's supposed to be Faulkner, like, finishes throwing up and then he, like, folds his little, like, handkerchief up and then cleans himself
up.
Yeah,
does, yeah. There's nothing better than taking a handkerchief, taking it to the corners of your mouth after you vomited or ate pussy.
Well, now
I have a silk handkerchief every time I eat
pussy.
You should
get a little handkerchief and just dab the sweat off your forehead in your wheelchair.
I love that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I do want to go wheelchair.
Where are the girls at?
Yeah.
You know?
Hello, gals.
Yeah.
I need me a strong bitch with good calves that wants to push me around.
Strange.
Girls, if you want a workout.
If we got a savage psycho Juanita out there.
Someone DM'd me and the people asked like Savage Psycho Joe.
I asked him. I DM'd him months ago and said, "Will you do my podcast?" And he didn't respond to me.
Oh, we got. I'll
I'm
get
not
back on
Instagram
him.
Anymore.
Where does he live?
I don't know. We'll get him.
I mean, I would assume like Arizona or
somewhere
shit.
Horrible.
Yeah.
And not the good. No good city in Arizona.
Yeah.
Like some weird middle part. Not the only good ones are what? Phoenix,
Tucson's
Tucson.
Chill. Tucson's the best.
Flagstaff.
One. Flagstaff's beautiful.
Flagstaff's kind of cool.
Flagstaff's really pretty.
Yeah, yeah. It gets snowy in Flagstaff.
Really?
Yeah, it's like northern Arizona.
I was driving through Flagstaff, and there was some mountain we drove past, and it was like so close yet so tall. It was like, I don't understand the physics of this, so we can be this close to this
mountains.
Mountain.
Yeah, it's cool. It's like in a Western where they're like riding through the desert and then they're like riding into snow and you're like, that's not possible. Yeah. They were just in the desert.
But that always weirds me out in LA. You can see like the snow on top of the San Gabriel Mountain sometimes. And it's like, it's so hot here. I don't understand how you go further up and then it gets cold enough for there to be snow.
Yeah, bro. Because here's the thing. Heat rises. You stupid mountains. Checkmate. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Everyone tells me heat rises. Right. But the mountains are cold up top? No, thanks, man.
No, it's colder and higher evolution.
PSYOP.
Elevation.
What does PSYOP mean exactly?
Psychological operation.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, PSYOP, bro.
There you go.
Because up there, it's hot as shit.
Sal's practicing. He's doing Chapo later today.
Yeah, yeah.
He's practicing.
Which I don't know why they asked, but I'm down, man.
Can you say something on behalf of me on Chapo?
Sure.
When people say brain genius, why don't they just say retard, right?
Hmm. I'll say that.
Okay, ask them that.
I will.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a lot punchier if they say retard.
But I will say, though, it is cool when a place is hot and there's snow on a mountain.
Yeah, that Vegas feels cool. Vegas is a valley. It was surrounded by, like, during the winter, it would be snow.
No. Every time he has to direct every conversation back to his precious Las Vegas. Yeah,
you guys don't know this, but we've thrown away so many hours because Adam just keeps talking
over
about
the show. Good Montgomery County, Montgomery County, Baltimore material.
Anyway, let's talk about Dundalks.
We always have to hear about Las
let's
Vegas
talk about
guy.
Hollowbird shoes, where I used to get my shoes as a child. Right by that old Harley-Davidson factory. Or story.
You
got to
hear about the tiny New York City and how.
Shouts out to Halliburton, though. They used to have basketball shoes.
I remember as a little kid, I wanted
shoes.
To move to Vegas. I wanted to move to the desert.
Yeah, Vegas seemed so cool as a little kid.
The desert seems so cool.
It seems like Mad Max.
It's filled with extraterrestrial secrets.
Uh-huh.
Already
we were
awesome.
Close to Area 51. Yeah.
You ever get some fucking...
We used to like,
you ever get some
like,
moon
oh,
pussy?
Dude, that was a UFO, dude. It's probably Area 51.
Yeah.
Just lie to each other.
Does
yeah, I mean,
Trump
like,
know
in,
about aliens?
The desert was cool. We'd, like, you know how kids that grow up by the forest go and, like, get fucked up and get head and stuff in the forest?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we just
absolutely.
Did that in the desert.
Yeah.
We used to just, yeah, we'd drink fucking mad Coronas and smoke, like...
Oh, yeah.
Weed out of apples and shit and try
take
to get our
the,
dick sucked.
I'll take all the needles out of the cactus and put it in your ass.
Yeah.
Just like nature's dildo.
Yeah, once I
now you get older though, and you want a mountain. You don't want the desert anymore. You want a cold ass mountain that you
cabin.
Cabin.
You can only reach it by foot.
Uh huh.
That's where I end up.
Kaczynski style.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then what if you get fucking hurt, dude?
Then you die.
True. You're right.
You learn how to do medicine on yourself.
That's what's fucking scary about
frontier
hiking.
Medicine.
Hell yeah, Dr. Quinn, medicine woman.
Yeah.
Get that good.
I still
pussy.
Haven't finished God of War. I think I identified with the game too much, so I didn't need to beat it because it's my life. That's the real goal with any video game, is to let it consume you.
Thank your Kratos. Yeah. Nick has a red striper over his mm-hmm. face right
oh,
now.
Oh, I got that tattoo.
Yeah.
On the full body.
You guys can't tell. His beard's growing out.
Yeah.
His hair's getting a little shorter every week.
Yeah. I'm gay.
That happened to
Son,
me with...
suck my dick, boy.
With Crash Bandicoot. But yeah. I identified with the bad guy, Neo Cortex, too much.
Who's Neo Cortex?
He's just a...
With the mask?
No, that was Ooga Booga, the mask. Yeah, he was just a giant floating head that had the letter N on his forehead. Which now, in retrospect, that's pretty funny.
That is,
yeah, because you know what it's on his mind.
I'm not thinking it, I swear.
What's the N stand for? Oh, neocortex. Yeah. No, it was a joke between my friend and I were saying it was a joke from you. I can't really explain.
Shut
it,
up, Brad.
No, man, come on. Why don't you explain it to me? What's the joke? I don't. It's because there's a Neo. Shit.
That's pretty funny.
The black guy confronting him, asking him what the end.
Hey, what the hell is that, man?
Oh, I didn't
get more of that brioche.
Yeah. Knock it off, because I'm going to eat the whole thing.
That's not a brie. Oh, I guess it is.
It's softer than my dick.
You going to tell me what this pastry is, Adam?
No.
Hmm?
It's a chocolate croissant, I thought.
Yeah. It's a brioche.
It's amazing how they make croissants. Because you ever watch on British Bake Off?
How it's made?
No, I haven't.
It's
the
like
croissant on Modern
You
Marvel.
Have to do like thousands
oh,
of
it's
folds.
Super puffy. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. And they can like, you know, you can get those at the supermarket for like... 50
yeah.
cents, you know?
Yeah. It's so
but
rich.
But it
and
should
buttery.
Take forever to make.
The same thing. What else? Meringue.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You gotta
fluff
gotta be
that
so
shit.
Careful with that.
Pastries
shit.
Are hard, dude. I watched Dana made
something like a tart or something.
Yeah, shouts out to Dana, whipping it up in the kitchen.
Yeah, Dana's a fucking beast.
Mm-hmm. She's a great cook.
Have you ever had food that Dana's made?
I had,
Maybe once.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's really good at cooking.
I've had a pastry or two.
Her sister was
baking and shit.
Her sister worked at that, like,
that's right,
one amazing restaurant in D.C.
Yeah.
That one that was, like, thought of as
Ben's
the best.
Chili Bowl.
Yeah, Ben's Chili Bowl. Yeah. The Cosby rape.
Yeah.
Didn't they took down the Cosby mural?
Yeah, and they replaced it with Obama and someone pretty funny. I don't remember who.
Shout out to Bill
someone
Cosby
who's also
doing a spot at the Comedy Cellar.
Yeah. You know what? I think his time
in from jail.
His time out has been long enough.
Dylan Roof, Stephen Paddock.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Paddock 40. Well, what was the number?
I think it was 59.
59?
Or 61 or something.
Respect.
I think 62 was his age.
Was he 62?
Yeah, it was in the 50s. Because he injured like 400 or 600 people.
Pulse Damn. Nightclub was like 50. And I think Paddock beat him by like
Paddock
10.
Paddock beat him.
The goat.
Dude, I love that shit. I mean, Paddock is like kind of the best way to cap off all of these mass shootings.
Uh-huh.
Because there's zero ideology involved. No one knows why he did it.
Well, don't people think he's like...
Well, there are conspiracy theories.
Like
conspiracy
a guns theories. Runner or whatever the
there's
fuck.
There's conspiracy theories, but yeah. Which are fun to engage in.
Yeah.
But like, in terms of public outrage, it's like he had what seems to be like a nice relationship. He seemed like he really loved that woman.
That Filipino lady?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He wasn't like estranged from his family. They had like, you know, kind of like a regular relationship.
His brother in Florida rocked.
He was upwardly mobile, you know. I mean, the guy, like, he gambled, but like not to an extent that it was destroying his life. He was just like sort of a successful guy.
Yeah.
And was like, fuck it. I guess I'll just kill a bunch of people. And then he did.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing that anybody... And what's even... The best part is, it's an old white guy, so it proves that they're still, like, better at things than everybody else. So there's just, like, nothing that can be...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nothing apparently, that you can point at in that situation, and it doesn't fit anybody's narrative.
Mm-hmm. That's true. White male excellence in mass shooting.
Yeah, go
mm-hmm.
off, King.
White boy magic.
White boy magic.
Stephen Paddock is white boy magic.
David
goals.
Blaine's white boy magic.
Natural hair, Stephen Paddock.
I was joking with somebody. I want to do like a magic, like a street magician special or whatever.
Uh-huh.
But you do things where it's like, I'm like, all right, I'm gonna think of a number between 1 and 2,000. I'm going to think about it, and then you say the first number that pops into your head.
1,000.
You got it wrong, so.
8, 940.
You said 4,000.
942.
You already broke the... I don't know how you found a way.
You said between 1 and 2,000, you're like 4,000.
All right, but then
I don't understand how you found a way to ruin this.
I was all right, but I said 942. That's my real answer.
Anyways, the street magician's like, yeah, I'm thinking of a number between 1 and 2,000, and the first number that pops in your head, I want you to say it.
Yeah, 14.
That was the number.
Yeah.
And then everyone's like, oh my God. That was it. That was the number. White boy magic. And then he walks over.
That is good.
Yeah, you give somebody a deck of cards or whatever. He's like, all right, I'm going to pick a card. And I'm going to look at it and I'm going to hand it back to you. Now I want you to pick a card out of the deck at random. That was my card. That was it.
Did you know that you could do magic? Damn, dude. Penn, did you know, like, Penn? Penn's the libertarian, right?
They're both libertarian.
Yeah, you don't know because the other guy won't
He's
talk.
He's always quiet. Yeah. His mom.
Yeah.
Well, that's, I mean.
He's probably a neo-fascist, you know.
Oh, yeah.
That's why he's so quiet.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, Penn's using all the speech.
That's right.
Exactly.
He's used up all the free speech.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So Teller can't.
The market dictates.
None left. Yeah.
What magicians get, you know.
Scarcity is good.
Yeah. So they're both. Sopranos, they both Adriana tells Chris that she sucked up.
Yeah, that was so funny,
Eddie
dude.
Freaks out, yeah.
That was so funny.
You know the quiet one from Penn and Teller? Yeah.
That's like,
who's your most famous? Yeah.
Who did he say?
I forgot who he said, but then she said that. He's like, whoa, you fucking slut.
You whore.
You whore.
That's
so good.
Oh, so they're both. See, I always thought the quiet one was like, you know, like the.
Enlightened
the,
one?
The wife
He's
to James Carville's.
Oh, Mary Madeline?
Yeah. Like, they were an odd couple.
Yeah.
Apparently, he used to make tons of money. He used to make tons of money. Like just being a street magician, like that's how good that's he.
Penn?
Like, Penn.
Yeah.
That he would just like make he would cake up.
That's what my like friend Tommy
drug dealer,
does.
Drug dealer types of money. And he was like, he went to an accountant. He was like, no one is ever going to believe you.
My friend dated a guy that was a magician, and I stayed with her in Portland when I was working at a comedy club there like 10 years ago or whatever. And her magician, like, loser boyfriend just lived in her garage.
And he was working on his next big
one? He would just be out there all day posting on the internet.
Oh, really?
And, like, coming up with card tricks.
And he's in the lab, baby.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, she was like, oh, you can hang out with Brian all day while I'm at work. And I was like, all right, I guess. And it was cool. I went out there, and on the wall he had, like, hanging, like, just off, like, a, you know, clothes hanger, like the Chris Chan outfit. Like the shirt with the Sonichu medallion.
Hell
and like,
yeah.
I'm like, is that a Chris Chan outfit? He's like, oh yeah, dude. And this was 10 years ago.
Yeah, so he was on the bleeding edge of
I'm
Chris
Chan
fandom.
I was like, what the fuck? He was like, yeah, I was Chris Chan for Halloween. I'm like, you know about him? And yeah, no, me and him like bonded over that. But he was explaining the whole world of magic to me. And he's like, yeah, what you really want to do is like come up with good tricks and then sell them to like Vegas magicians. He's like, you make good money and you don't really have to do anything.
Yeah. Damn, should we come up with a magic trick?
Yeah.
You remember the special in the 90s, right? Magic Seekers Revealed. Yeah, yeah. The Masked Magician.
They also had one for wrestling.
And he's like, he's so scared for his life because he's giving away these amazing secrets that he has to wear a mask.
Siegfried and Roy are going to hold him down and fuck him if they find him.
They just do Magic's Greatest Secrets Revealed, but it's Hollywood's Greatest Secrets Revealed, and it's the Masked Magician.
Yeah.
And he's like, you know, David Geffen raped a six-year-old boy. Here's a video of Steven Spielberg fucking the girl from Poltergeist to death.
John Travolta's bald and gay as hell. You already knew he was gay, but guess what? He's secretly straight. It's a double secret. No one wants him to know.
The double cross.
It's a double cross, dude.
Yeah, the classic everyone double cross.
Because it's cool to be secretly gay.
Yep.
But he wasn't. He loves pussy.
Yeah.
So he's double. He doesn't even. He's not even married to that lady Kelly or whatever.
Yeah.
And his son that died in that airplane never existed.
He didn't die in an airplane. It was a disease.
Yeah, he was retarded.
I thought he crashed an airplane.
No, he had a seizure.
It was suspicious. He died in like the.
His
like
son very clearly had autism,
Bahamas
but because he was
something?
A Scientologist, yeah, yeah. They were like, "There's no such thing as autism." And then he's like, "Isn't that right, Jet?" His son's name was Jet.
Oh, yeah. That's why I thought he died.
And then
in
the kid,
plane.
The kid was like, "Cheeseburger." Yeah. You know? And he's like, "That means he has his own language because he's actually smarter than."
He went. I shouldn't talk badly about a fellow Scientologist, but he,
oh, yeah,
they, the kid died in the Bahamas or something, so they couldn't really do like a, you know,
a proper burial at sea,
a
for
study into what happened. Or you know,
well, someone was telling me. Someone was telling me Scientology, they probably kill people, but they're so good at it, you never find the body, so you just disappear.
I mean, look at his son's hand.
Yeah.
In that picture.
Oh yeah. Oh damn, he really does look like autistic John Travolta. Like,
whoa.
Like,
Dumb 11.
Whoa. Damn, recast him, dude. That's fucking. Let's do an all Down syndrome. Fucking some.
I mean, he looks like he does comedy. Yeah.
Oh my god.
He looks like an open mic comedian.
You guys
he looks
seen,
horrible.
You guys haven't
his
seen the Gotti movie, have you?
I want to so bad.
Yeah, I saw it with Will and Matt.
He's
it
got
was
a high
really
chin
funny.
And then like an extra chin underneath. Unlike some of
Travolta?
Us they carry fat very nicely and proportionally on our faces. No, Jet Travolta. You think Travolta was just like such a narcissist, like he loved being beautiful that he couldn't stand to look at an ugly fat version of himself?
He is.
So
I
he
mean,
had him got.
He's
so
an incredibly vain man. He won't admit he's bald.
I know.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
He's an imposter.
It's like, oh, we're waiting for you, brother, with open arms. I've, by the way, I've rebranded as a bald, beautiful man.
You know? You
I'm
should
an ambassador.
Get a
I'm a bald ambassador.
It's both of his parents
kissing
him
in a bed.
Oh, God.
And jacking him off.
Dude, fucking Scientologist. So weird.
Yeah. Careful, Nick.
But I think you guys are cool. Please do not kill us.
Mm-hmm.
Please do not kill my
I don't
family.
Know. I'm still.
You still scared of the Catholic
Church? I haven't made a
more?
Commitment yet. I don't know. I'm going Scientologist, Catholicism, or Jews.
I don't
know. I don't
think the Jews will have you.
Those fucking pikes will do what I tell them. Trying to bully my way into Judaism with anti-Semitism.
Just fucking you piece of
shit. Just storming into a synagogue on Saturday. All right, you fucking kike, sign me up. And they're like, excuse me.
What? It's just like
I just
reform.
Give me the. I want the money and the entertainment career. Let's
give me the little hat. Wear the little hat.
I'll put the fucking little hat on. I want to be Oprah.
Just where's severely, my show?
Just give me a fucking TV show, all right?
What do I gotta do?
Yeah,
just completely misunderstanding what Judaism is.
Mm-hmm.
I'll put the X's to avoid the plague or whatever, the locusts.
Just continually asking if the cantor is Alice Cooper or whatever. Alice, help me here. Yeah.
It's like if you blow into the shofar beautifully enough, you get a show. It's like everyone's lining up to... If you have a little dick shofar blow.
I love that, the idea of... storming into a synagogue demanding an entertainment career.
Just a random one.
Yeah, you know, right. Like
I've been working on an act. I'm ready.
In like Ridgefield.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Just a random suburban synagogue.
Fuck, I had something that I wanted to say, but I forgot it, thinking about how delightful it was to demand an entertainment career.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck, it was probably really good, honestly.
Yeah,
the thing
fine.
I lost. I'm sorry, guys. I'm podcasting through the pain. I have a hangnail, and I think it's infected, so I'm rubbing Neosporin. Shut the fuck up, Icy.
Yeah, put the dog back in the
put
bedroom.
The dog in the
I'm
hole.
Put her away.
Come on.
She's ruining our podcast, that fucking bitch.
I'm ready to take a giant ass.
Dumperini?
Shit, yeah.
You got that. Listen, coffee plus recovering from food poisoning? That's a tough combo.
Yeah.
Did you put fluids back in your system?
I tried to. I couldn't keep water down until like midday yesterday.
Damn. So you throw up. See, I just shit out of my... I mean, I literally shit so much when I have food poisoning. I throw up too, but it's straight up water coming out of my ass. That's why the secret
I throw
for me
up,
is
yeah.
Imodium.
The worst is when you have to make that whole Sophie's Choice thing where it's coming out both sides.
Oh, yeah.
And you're like, do I sit? Do I throw up
you
between
sit,
my legs?
You shit? And then you throw
you
it into the bathtub or a bucket.
Yeah, that's what you throw out the trash can. You throw it.
I always what happened to me is I always try and play hurt. Like once carry anything, just like once my stomach takes anything, I'm like, all right, back to fucking cheeseburger. Because when I get food poisoning, it's when I'm reckless. Mm-hmm. When I'm eating like an asshole, I'm just fucking, you know, I'm having two meals, like meals as appetizers.
Icarus.
Like I would get. When yes, absolutely. I am 100% when like
you flew too close to the Cinnabon.
Yeah. I like when chicken fingers are my side dish.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Or I get I get burgers as a side.
It's so funny watching my friends get fat in their 30s.
Stav's 29.
I know.
Yeah. But I mean, I've been fat.
Stav's been fat.
Yeah, I'm an original.
Guys I know that eat like that and have their whole life.
Oh, yeah, but they were skinny the whole time.
Yeah, 32, and they're just like waterlogged.
And punch. It's just a weird body. Too,
yeah.
Because their bodies are not meant to be fat.
They're not. Right.
They don't carry, like I said, they don't carry the weight as beautifully as some of us.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. You
know? No, and it's funny. It's because it's guys that only see like once a year or something, the comics or whatever, and you see them, and it's like, damn.
Yeah.
And all
like,
right, dude.
And what's weird, some of them, it's like their shoulders and shit look fine, and then like they just have weird patches of fat on their back.
Oh, that's rough.
Like, well, it's because their body never develop like the musculature to carry that weight.
Mm-hmm.
They just got super fat overnight, so then they have these like giant bulbous like
like love handles.
Yeah, these
thighs
like,
and ass.
Well,
and
yeah, these
paunches.
Weird like you know like marquee bodies where they look like you know. Like French Revolution dandies.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Or like a sexy bitch from the Renaissance paintings.
You know who got that is Hampton. Hampton got like super
fucking
fat.
But he lost
fat.
All the weight.
He did lose all the weight, but for a couple of years there.
He was fat.
He
as
gained
hell.
Like 100 pounds.
Yeah, it looked weird. And he was always so skinny.
Yeah, and he was like, yeah. I remember when he started exercising, I'm like, do you even know what to do? I mean, like, I don't know how this fucking happened to you, but it's like so much goddamn weight. I mean, he lost it all. And he's kept it off for years now.
Really? Is he looking good? Would
yeah,
you suck Hampton
I mean,
off?
Hampton, I remember him being thin when I saw him in D.C. in like 2012. So that was already 6 years ago.
Right.
And he's kept the weight off.
Nice.
But yeah, no, when he moved out to L.A., he got fat as shit.
Nice.
But he was like, you know, it's like because guys don't know how to make like any kind of food choices. I remember
when
I moved to L.A., I was hanging out with Hampton. It was the first day there. And I was like, you want to get lunch? And he was like, yeah, sure.
He's like, what are you thinking, like Taco Bell, McDonald's? And I laughed at it because that seems absurd to me.
Dude, daylight, Taco Bell, or McDonald's? Shameful. Daylight, sober?
Ever. Even
no,
drunk.
No, I
even
could
drunk.
Have McDonald's during the day. Taco Bell, I can't have.
Neither. Drink. I would never go get fast food. I mean,
really?
Never.
No, if I'm in an airport, if I'm like traveling.
But trashed, you would never get fast food.
Occasionally, yeah.
That's the Taco Bell.
I would get tacos.
I would eat shit that wasn't any better. We'd go to like diners and shit, mm-hmm. but yeah.
Right.
I mean, yeah, I've always had like some idea of like what I should be eating.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. My nuts?
No.
My nuts number one?
Man, I'm trying to help you here.
My nuts
I was,
and my
this,
ass?
This was all like veiled criticism about you and your fucking weight problem, and I was trying to guide you to the right answer.
Whatever, man. I'm going to die when the Lord decides he needs me.
Yeah,
and I will not change anything about
how I live.
In
the kingdom of heaven,
I'm gonna be in Abraham's bosom, dude. I'm gonna suckle on his big fat fucking double D's. Do you guys ever think about how funny the phrase Abraham's bosom was?
Is that a phrase?
Well, yeah, for like heaven.
Abraham's bosom.
Mm-hmm.
You his brought tits? Up Abraham twice in the last.
No, we episodes. Talked about sacrificing his son.
Okay, that's still bringing up Abraham.
But did Stav bring it up?
Yeah, Stav brought it up.
You've been having going through an Abraham phase, bro.
Yeah, dude, I'm Abrahamic as hell, dude.
Heavy Abraham phase.
Oh,
I mean,
what I was gonna say is, I just remember what I was gonna say. I'm gonna be. You guys can go Scientology or Judaism or whatever. I'm gonna be Zoroastrian.
Oh yeah,
remember that shit? Remember they would teach us about
that's
world
like
religions?
A Persian,
yeah. And it was like,
religion, right?
Oh, it's just as like they just felt the need to give it as much time as Christianity,
well, no,
Judaism, and
I think there's as many of them as Jews in the world.
No way.
Yeah,
Jews really have great PR.
There really
man.
Isn't that. There aren't that many Jews.
Yeah, what the fuck?
They're just in control.
Just loudmouths. Mm-hmm.
They're in. You know,
I always thought about
very
like,
visible.
Yeah.
So people talk about how Jews are annoying or whatever, and like the Holocaust.
Yeah, that was very annoying of them.
No,
they were being really annoying during the Holocaust.
No, prior to.
Yeah.
I mean, look, let's be honest, because people don't want to people
let's
don't want
to go because
it sounds it's
no. Chance. Let's hear him out.
You didn't even hear what I said yet.
I know. I'm interested.
Free speech.
I'm
interested.
It's
let
like,
him do free speech.
It's people don't want to like accept that. Unfortunately, the Holocaust. Happened is because Hitler needed a better reason than they're like they're annoying, so he had to write this book and pretend that they were controlling the world, but really they're just sort of annoying. And like that's probably what justified it in a lot of people's heads.
They were
they're like, yeah, I guess they kind of annoy him. Oh, and all this other stuff about the banks too.
Yeah.
You think it was an easy sell? You
in
think
Hitler
Europe, looked around and he was like, geez, I need a fucking scapegoat.
Yeah, I really do.
And
I think
it was like, poof.
Well, no, there was
your guy who owned a fucking bakery, and a Jewish guy was like, oh, and I have an extra coupon from last week. And then that guy was like, all right.
There's the Jew.
All right. Well, oh, yeah, I'll take your goddamn coupons. Like every week with this fucking asshole. And then Hitler comes around and he's like, and they control the world. And he's like, I don't know about that, but I could do without this one guy.
Okay. Yeah, that's a. That's a good theory, man.
No, I mean, it's because like all these tragic things happen, like big things, and people don't want to accept that there's very simple reasons for them.
Mm-hmm.
And yours,
you know, like Kennedy being murdered, people don't want to be like, oh yeah, it was just some crazy loser.
Right.
It has
right.
to be this big conspiracy
with the mob. Right.
It can't
and, yeah.
just be one fucking guy that wanted to kill the president.
Yeah.
Well, then why did Jack Ruby kill?
Because he loved the president.
Because he loved the president.
Everybody loved the president.
Yeah. Everyone loved him.
JFK was getting pussy left and right. Yeah, I don't know. I think the mob probably killed Kennedy because it's funny.
It makes sense to me.
It's funny to believe that.
Yeah, but they...
So, but just to clarify, you think a crazy... The explanation for JFK dying is a crazy guy wanted to kill him, and the explanation, the simple explanation for the Holocaust is that Jews
were
annoying.
Annoying. Yeah.
And yes.
All right. Just putting it... Just wanted to get that clear.
You know, I just want to make clear the Holocaust is probably one of the most studied historical events, and there's a lot of literature on, you know, the causes, the rise and the fall of the Third Reich.
Well, then why did it happen, Adam? I mean, it's Occam's razor here.
Germany was economically depressed after World War I.
Uh-huh. And who was being annoying about it?
Oh God, I'm so depressed. Yeah, we all are, asshole. It's a fucking great
Hitler
depression.
Was
yeah, but not like me. Oh boy, let me tell you about my day.
Hitler didn't get into art school because of a Jewish guy that told him he wasn't very good at painting.
Is that true? I thought he did get into art school.
I think that he didn't
no,
get
you're
in.
You're thinking of a bit that Ahmed used to do in D.C.
But it was a Jewish guy. No, that's a real thing.
A bit that Ahmed used to do, and also fucking I've seen it every open mic.
Yeah. It's a very common observation on the...
I'm just saying that's, you know... That's
but it was a Jewish... That was a Jewish guy. I'm not doing a bit. I'm just saying.
It was a Jewish guy that rejected him?
Yeah, that rejected him from art school or told him he was a bad artist or something when he was in art school or whatever.
Oh, so, well, maybe Nick's theory is, you know, that's
that
kind,
annoying?
Of a, that is kind of annoying.
Is that annoying? Or
I
would have
found it annoying if I applied to school.
Look, you're not going
to
be able to sell a genocide on, like, they're fucking annoying. You can't do that. Nobody's going to be on board with it.
Yeah.
But people will be driven to kill over minor inconveniences. Look at road rage. That's all it fucking is.
Yeah.
It's
what about,
but
gypsies and gay guys, they killed those guys too.
Well, yeah,
again,
because they
to
wanted
justify the killing of the Jews. Mm. They need gypsies, to be like, oh, it's about ethnic purity, so we'll get rid of how many fucking handicapped people could there be anyways?
Yeah. There were 11 million people that died and 6 million Jews. There were plenty of people that died
that weren't Jewish. So really, I mean, you don't hear gypsies.
In the Holocaust,
you don't hear gypsies complaining about as much. Yeah, I'm just saying.
The gypsies?
Where's their Israel?
You know, they're resilient people.
That's all I'm saying is, where's gay, handicapped Israel?
We gave them a couple of wagons.
That's pretty fucked
up,
man.
Some feathers. And
they got a really raw deal out of this.
You know, they got the movie Snatch. That must have been big for them.
Yeah.
You
ever see those reality shows about, like, the British gypsies?
They're just
trashy people. Like
Well, gypsy just means traveler.
Right.
So there's Irish gypsies.
They're not Roma. Roma.
Yeah, the Irish gypsies aren't Roma. They're just like fucking, you know, red-haired retards that go around boxing each other. That's like a huge thing for them.
Bare-knuckle brawling.
This Irish guy that's like killed all these people. Because he's just the best at punching.
That's what Snatch was. Brad Pitt's character in Snatch was that gypsy guy that was good at bare knuckle brawling.
And he just does that weird voice that I think it turns out no one actually talks like that.
Yeah.
He just picked a weird one.
Yeah, whatever. It was good for the movie.
Damn, dude. That's pretty cool. Yeah, they would do like a My Gypsy Wedding or whatever, and they have the worst taste of all time.
Yeah.
They're just like, I mean, their titties are all the way out, and it's like, oh, she's beautiful. just like some fat mom with like teased up
80s
hair.
I did see some like identity politics person say, don't say jip, because that is...
Nobody says jipped anymore.
Well,
but we all know where that comes from.
Oh, really? That
it comes
means, that's
from gypsy?
Yeah, yeah.
Well,
Stav
just found
me?
Out.
I swear to God, I did not know that.
It's GYP, yeah.
Huh.
I didn't know that either.
Me neither.
I thought it was JIP.
Who's that lawmaker like 2 years ago that's like, and they're coming in, they're trying to Jew us down on the budget.
No, there was a guy that said,
there was some West Virginia. No, there's a guy in West Virginia that said, and they're trying to Jew us down on the budget. And then somebody was like, you can't say that. He's like, that's just the way I talk.
Yeah.
And no consequence.
Yeah. Well, some guy that
he was like, look, that's just, it's no offense to Jews, but that's just what the word means.
Phrase.
Yeah.
And he got away with it just by being like, yeah, nah, it's just cool.
Yeah,
I like it.
If you open up Merriam-Webster's, is that like one of the definitions of Jew?
I don't know.
Is it?
No.
I wonder.
No.
Merriam-Webster's a cool name.
Yeah. I bet Merriam had some good pussy. Yeah. Some webby spider.
Merriam-Webster
was... How y'all doing?
I got
plenty of definitions for you this afternoon.
Daniel Webster was the guy from Webster's.
You have reached a desk.
Wasn't he?
You have reached a
desk. Maybe I'm wrong.
Of Merriam-Webster. I'm not in the office today.
Yeah.
I'm on my lunch break or possibly hanging with Shelly. If this is Shelly, I'm just kidding, boo. You know I'm on my lunch break. If you're calling for the definition of aardvark, press 1. If you're calling for the definition of ambulance, press 2.
Ambulance?
Yeah. If you're calling for the definition of Aaron, the proper name, press 3. If you're calling for the definition...
I don't know if $40 million on the on the automated dictionary was the right move, guys. Just the board meeting.
Dude, I might see if I could just do that. Buy a fucking 1-800 number and set up the Merriam-Webster hotline. This is a black woman named Merriam-Webster that... There's a PBX with the definition of every fucking word. That would take me...
That'd be your life's work.
Years of my life.
That's 20 years. Like, that's... setting it all up, like to, like troubleshooting the tech. Like,
yeah, yeah.
How many words are there like,
for such a worthless?
How many
joke?
Words? 3,000.
Yeah,
there's 3,000.
How many words? Someone no. look up how many words.
It's probably something like.
Can we look up Jew in the dictionary though? I want to know if that's an actual. No,
let's all guess the number. Let's Price is Right this. How many?
Because they put in bullshit words every year. They put in like LOL and shit.
Right.
They put in like online slang.
I'm
going to
guess there's 900,000 words.
No.
Someone put your phone. So
I already looked it up.
How many are there?
My guess was 120,000. Adam, what's your guess?
Don't
look at my phone, you fucking bitch. Dude.
I didn't look at your phone.
You just absolutely.
Your hand is in front. I
moved it over my hand after you.
I haven't gotten new glasses in 6 years.
Liar.
I haven't gotten new lenses.
Damn. That's not that many.
You looked it up too. I know you did.
No, I was looking up Daniel Webster. If
Go ahead, motherfucker. Just guess.
Just guess.
I'll say 200,000 words.
Motherfucker. Well, you fucking looked.
Your price is right at me. It's 470,000 words.
Okay. That makes sense.
So what? let's say it takes me what? 30 seconds to read the definition of a word times 470,000 is what?
Let's say a full minute, bro.
A minute to read a definition of a word?
30 seconds is generous.
By the time you find it and shit.
No, you just go through. Oh, I mean, okay. Obviously I would do this in a
fucking going
movie.
A to Z.
You're right. All right.
Find the word.
All right.
30 times 470,000 is 14,100 divided by 60.
What were you just dividing by?
So it would take me about a half a year nonstop.
Just reading, and you're only allotting 30 seconds.
Yeah, 163 hours of recording time.
And that's really on the low end. Like, no breaks.
Yeah, no like breaks. It would be 163 hours of work.
That's it? That seems like...
That's not that long.
Yeah. No, 163 days. Sorry.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. For you, that's not that long either. You can focus. 163 24-hour days,
yeah.
though.
Yeah, 24-hour
yeah,
days.
Yeah, so that'd be a while.
So it's 489 work days. 8-hour days.
Okay.
So
that's
you
not
take,
that many.
Yeah, a year and a half. I could do it.
Year and a half. Let's say another year just to kind of... Another 3 months to kind of get all the technical stuff.
Yeah. Two-year project.
Just 2 years. Yeah, let's round it off to 2 years.
Good afternoon. You've reached Merriam-Webster.
But yeah, that's...
For the definition of Aardvark, press one. 2 years later, I just have no friends anymore. I've blown all my money on this project. This giant project. A data center. to handle what I would assume to be just a massive call volume.
Yeah.
People will be calling at all hours of the day. To hear the Merriam-Webster hotline.
Also, the best part is the only way you can... Let's say you wanted a word that started with N.
Yeah.
You would have to wait until you got the...
You just have a book.
Because you know I'd have to read the word at some point. That's in the dictionary.
Oh, true.
Damn.
I didn't even think of that one. I was just saying, like, unless there's a different way... Like, when they called, would it just be like, for Aardvark, press 1? Mm-hmm. What if you wanted the 7... you know, the 7,000th word.
And
you have
like
to wait till you say that
Aaron
word.
Aaron Sorkin movie where it's like, you know, hour 282, I reach the N-word, and then the big debate in the office as to whether or not I should record it.
Yeah.
And the responsibilities of what am I, a journalist?
I don't like it either, but it's a word. God damn it.
Yeah. Walk with me.
Damn, what an awesome project. You should do it, man.
Yeah. Maybe I will.
Everybody's got a little cock.
What's your next project?
Just that song that I just sang.
Yeah.
I'm going to record it with full orchestra.
All right.
Everybody's got a... Either little cock or hungry hole.
Yeah.
I haven't decided yet. It's because it's hungry heart, right?
Yeah.
Hungry hole, then. I'm going to go hungry hole.
All right. It's not in there.
What's not in there?
Jew, the verb, is not in there.
Yeah, of course it's not in there.
I think it should be. Mm. I'm a right letter.
You think it's Jew?
Press. Oh, and you know what I didn't consider? There's only 10 numbers you can press.
Yeah.
So no, you pound. Number plus pound.
You put in the whole number, then pound. Yeah.
Okay. For Jew, press 4,722 pound. Jew, verb. To argue with someone to lower the price of something. Definition number 2. A person who enjoys Jewing people.
So, yeah, now, there's multiple definitions, and there's...
Somebody whose religion involves the Jewing down of individuals.
What if you wanted a specific word, though? You know what
you'd
I mean?
You'd have to wait.
You just wait. Okay.
That's the joke.
Okay, gotcha.
I'm not trying to make a functional dictionary. How is that a fun project?
You're right. No, you're right. I'm sorry. That's good. It's a good bit.
Yeah. It's a good bit to use 2 years of your life for.
That'd be awesome. I hope you have kids, too. And they're just like, Dad.
Yeah. I'm in my study.
And then you go back to doing the black lady voice.
Good afternoon.
Dad, we're hungry.
I'm in my study. And if you would like to hear the definition. Neurotransmitter. Press 8,922 pan. Neurotransmitter. Now, a chemical that exists in the brain.
Damn. What should be my next fucking project, dude? Honestly?
I haven't had a good project since childporn.sexy.
That was great.
That was the last good thing I did, man.
Yeah, that was really funny.
Back when I was free.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I don't know, man.
Yeah, that was maybe the best thing
anyone
I know has ever done. And it's completely off the internet, right?
Yeah.
Do you have, like, printed out or something? No. Or cached?
It's somewhere.
It's got to be somewhere. That is your magnum opus. You, honestly, in second thought, like when I was telling you when you were crazy that you shouldn't kill yourself, you probably, I mean.
Yeah, you peak.
That's a pinnacle.
Creatively,
that's a pinnacle. Yeah.
My project.
You got to believe there'll be something big.
Mm-hmm. You got to find your childporn.sexy, dude.
Something bigger than Paddock.
Well, apparently Paddock, that was his second pass. He was going to do, there's an EDM festival the week before.
Oh.
And then
he did a dry run.
He bailed on it. And then he did the country festival.
He did the EDM festival with water guns just to kind of.
Can you imagine those kids like tripping on Molly, getting shot? Like how confusing and weird that would be. And the music would be so much louder than the country music. So the gunshots would like.
You wouldn't even hear it necessarily.
You wouldn't even hear it. Paddock could have caught a couple more. A
couple more bodies.
Yeah.
I was watching Will Keith.
Who's
earlier.
Will Keith?
This is my.
Oh, yeah. I watched that video.
Katana.
Yeah.
Review.
That's what the internet should be for.
This is a Scotland Lowland sword. It's one of the best swords I've owned. Yeah, I have a real
he was
tweet.
So pissed off at that katana.
This is, first of all, look at the wrapping on the hilt. It is. I don't know if the guy who made this was retarded or on crack or something, but it's just completely unusable. Dude, I love him, man.
Yeah, we were talking about in the car. Like, I'm jealous. That guy just loves what he loves.
First of all, he's more of a samurai than any fucking dickhead that lived in like 15th century Japan.
Yes, great.
When being a samurai was like an option.
Mm-hmm.
It's like going to college or whatever.
Yeah.
He wants it more than any of those guys ever did.
You get a boy when you're a samurai, right?
You get that good little fucking Japanese boy pussy.
Well, the whole world was built around the concept of having boys. And that's why all of these secret societies that control the world all can't. They can't abandon the boy having element.
Yeah. Wait. Mm-hmm. So is Pope Francis? We don't like him anymore.
Why?
I thought he was cool.
He didn't speak out against the abuse or whatever.
Yeah. He knew about the abuse. Now everyone's mad at him.
I don't know. Pope Francis seems like he just sort of says whatever he needs to say so people will like him.
Yeah. I think he's just good at PR.
Yeah.
Like no. I think he's not into like
flashy someone.
Shit.
He's like someone we know over here. You know what I mean?
Political.
Maybe a woke friend of ours.
I'm not woke.
Oh, you're talking about Stav?
Yeah.
I'm not woke.
So. I know you're not.
Yeah, I would never claim.
But
to be
you are.
Woke.
You are a Pope Francis type.
No.
Yes.
I'm just. First of all, we were having just discussing with my boys. I don't. I'm just.
Was it you who said there's somewhat like there's like a fan of ours that like thinks that you get too political?
No, you said that.
Who said that?
You said that. I don't know. You brought it up last.
Maybe
time.
Dasha told me.
Yeah.
There's someone that's like stop with his fucking politics.
I'm the dumbest one here.
Yeah, no, so he's bad now? Is it because of the Pennsylvania thing?
Well,
I thought there's like more shit
now.
No,
it was the Ireland thing.
There's Ireland now?
What was Ireland doing?
I don't know. There was like some. I like skimmed a Times article.
I'm not even interested in this shit anymore.
Yeah.
Well,
I mean, Benedict was a much better pope.
Didn't he have a boyfriend? He was a Nazi.
He's a Nazi.
And he had a husband.
He had a husband.
His husband was a piece of ass, dude.
Dude, here's the thing. Look. Pope Francis can say whatever the fuck he wants about supporting gays. Does he fuck? Do he fuck?
Yeah, that's
he
true.
He supports the Benedict was supporting a man's fucking cock with his mouth.
JP2,
that's the most.
JP2 smashed puss before he went into
did
the.
He?
Yeah.
Really?
When he was like a resistance fighter in the.
He got pussy?
In Poland, yeah.
Nice.
He got pussy.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's why he was the best pope, because he got pussy.
He knew the pleasures of the flesh.
And he said sorry to the Jews for the Holocaust.
Yeah, our bad. He was like, ugh.
And we were like, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Finally. He went to the Western Wall and he said, sorry.
What was I going to say? Damn, I didn't know you were allowed to get pussy and then become a priest.
You can before you frock. Nice. Before you free. Before you get frocked up.
Before you frock.
Frock a leak.
You could fock before you frock.
Yeah.
Bum, bum, bum,
Benedict.
Bum, bum, bum,
John Paul. Francis. Ignatius. Innocence.
Frock a leak.
Urban.
Shouts out to that woman in that Freak a Leak video. I've mentioned her a lot of times.
Come here, little boy. Let me whisper in your ear. Let me put my penis in your ass. Come here, tell your parents or you're going to hell.
You're fine.
I ain't going to sweat
you. Fine ass little boy.
Just telling a boy he's fine.
Yeah.
You're fine, but I ain't gonna switch.
The Yin Yang Twins had the best episode of Cribs because they didn't even know what half the rooms were.
They
it was just some interior
it.
Decorator. Yeah, it was just
no,
like
they rented the place.
Yeah, like a long term like rental.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're like, yeah, we got like boat stuff in this one.
Mm hmm. Those guys rock. I hope they're doing well today. Yeah. Keisha. Damn, I love Freak League. I follow that lady on Instagram now. She's still
the lady
in
the
blue.
Is it
Freak League PD Pablo?
It is. PD Pablo.
North Carolina.
Come on, Ascent.
North Kakalaki Zone.
He had that one, and then the...
That's in the... I've talked about this 100 times, but that's definitely...
The helicopter North Carolina song.
Adolescence Beat Off Hall of Fame.
The Freak League video. The girl in the blue.
Who I thought... She's a mother now.
She's a mother.
She's married, but guess what? She's fine as hell.
She's still
looking
good.
Them titties are looking as luxurious
she
as
she was
they
like
did
a famous
then.
Video host. She was in a bunch
Please
of different
Please not
videos.
Ho, man. Model.
Video Vixen.
Video Vixen. Thank you.
Sorry.
Vixen's a fun word.
WWE
Because it just
ho.
Does mean ho. It just means slut, but like, it's cute. I think of a fox when I think of the word vixen. I don't know why.
Vixen?
I don't know. Just
isn't that the name of the Pokemon fox?
It's a porn website, too.
I think it has something to do with Pokemon.
Yeah.
No, it was called something about Vic.
But it starts with a
fox.
V.
Yeah.
It's something similar to that.
Pokemon fox. And you could turn, Eevee. No, it was Eevee.
What's
Vaporeon
Eevee?
And fucking Electro, some fucking bullshit. Eevee the fox.
I
want to
be the very best at sucking on a cock.
Dun, dun, dun.
The suck dick is my real test.
You know, Ari's girlfriend's uncle, I think, gets paid fat off that song.
Nice.
He was in Todd Rundgren's band, and he also wrote the Yu-Gi-Oh! Song, the Pokemon song.
I don't
want
to work.
Really?
I just want to suck on a dick. I think he wrote Digimon Digital Monsters.
Oh, that was a jam.
He gets fat
Digimon,
royalty checks.
Digital Monsters, Digimon.
What the fuck is Todd Rundgren, dude?
Todd Rundgren was a rock, 70s rocker.
I know.
I know who Todd Rundgren is. I think he is. Is he?
Oh, I'm sorry. I think
he's Liv Tyler's real dad.
I think he's Liv Tyler's real dad. Steven Tyler is Liv Tyler's real dad.
Oh, no.
Todd Rundgren
Todd Rundgren raised him.
Yeah.
Raised her.
Whoa,
but Steven Tyler,
really?
Yeah, Steven Tyler was a deadbeat dad.
This is not conspiracy. This is like very publicly available.
No, it's just me for misremembering facts.
She's got the same lips as Steven Tyler.
No, she is Steven Tyler's daughter.
She's hot as hell.
I don't want to work. I just want to get cucked by a lady boy. I don't understand. People are like, Steven Tyler's hot.
He looks like shit, dude.
He's always, no, he was never attractive.
He looks like an Asian hippie, just a heavy metal mom.
Parking lot. What would you do if Rob Halford was here right now?
I'd probably jump his bones. I'd jump his bones.
Yeah, I live in Glen Burnie.
The best is with that guy. He's like, yeah, I'm going to the military next week. And then he's like, kisses his girlfriend. She's like, I'm 13 years old.
I like the part when that guy's like, where are you from? He's like, I'm from California, dude. And they're like, wow, you came all the way here for this? He's like, no, I mean, I live here now.
Dude, Steven Tyler was probably sexy, dude.
Nah, he looks like shit, dude.
Now he does. He's an old fucking man. But I bet he was young.
Are you going to get a vanity plastic surgery like Howard Stern, Steven Tyler style, like when you're an old guy?
Did Howard Stern get work done?
Howard's definitely got work
done. Really? What do you get?
Sure. Just look at his face, dude.
I don't know.
His shit looks stretched out.
I absolutely will not get plastic surgery. I will get plugs when the technology is there. When I'm like 60, I'm going to have beautiful hair.
I'm still saying you should be wig guy. You should get like a Rick James black judge wing. Person.
That's him. Ooh, he was definitely
he was
ugly.
Never
he looks like a cat.
Damn.
He looks like he's in the musical Cats. But like he's wearing cat prosthesis. Kind
of looks like Rob Hayes.
That's funny. He sort of does.
White Rob Hayes? Yeah, a little bit.
Damn,
yeah.
I assumed he'd be sexier.
No, sorry to Rob Hayes if you think I'm saying you're unattractive.
Friend of the show, Rob Hayes.
Yeah. Rob, your face on Steven Tyler's body is not attractive. Let's put it that way.
But,
otherwise,
but you're a cute guy,
you're
man.
A fucking looker.
Rob
baby.
Is low-key jacked.
Is he?
Yeah. He's pretty strong.
Dream on, please give me head. I'm a gay guy. I want to suck your penis.
That song sucks.
No, it's good. Yeah, I mean, Eminem, there's some pictures where he looks cuter.
Eminem did a version.
But yeah, he
of
looks
song,
weird.
Right?
Suck dick.
Eminem
suck
did what?
Suck dick. Suck dick.
He did like
suck
a Dream
my
on
till
version,
I'm
right?
Dead.
He like sampled it
suck
for a song.
Suck my penis till I die. I want to go out and get my dick sucked, dude.
Yeah.
R.I.P.
People keep pointing out his weird feet too.
Huh? Those are very strange.
Yeah, do you remember that video where it was
his
like
second toe goes over his big toe?
He like
I don't
cast
fuck with that.
Alicia Silverstone, peak Alicia Silverstone, looking foine, you know?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And his daughter, and they were like strippers, and then they like ran away and like got into trouble and stuff.
I wanted to fuck Alicia Silverstone so bad.
I wanted to fuck her so bad.
In like fourth grade.
I was never an Alicia Silverstone guy.
Dude, I watched Clueless.
You're stupid.
I watched Clueless recently.
I'm not.
And
yeah,
she is. She's really hot. She's like just such fucking.
Yeah.
Although Stacey Dash
stupid
is
rich. Fucking
and Alicia Silverstone just like quit acting.
Yeah, she went vegan or some shit.
Yeah, she's doing just straight P&V pornography.
POV?
What if someone went from mainstream? She's like, my dream was always
somebody
to get into porn.
The friend from Fright Night, I forget the name of the actor. He was like in movies, and then he was like, I guess I'll just do hardcore gay porn.
Respect.
He stepped down from regular acting.
Yeah, live your truth, bro.
Maybe, you know, he was like, look, this is a temporary step back.
Steven,
I'm going to make it back into the movies.
Yeah, Stephen Jeffries.
Nice, respect.
Yeah, he was like just a friend from Fright Night.
Yeah.
And then, here, let me see his Wikipedia page.
And then he just fucking got cornholed on cam.
Yeah, right. Life and career.
Damn, I guess they used to do porn on film.
He was born in Cincinnati. He was nominated for a Tony
Boogie
Award.
A Tony?
Yeah. He won the.
Well, is that what he won it for?
He won the.
You can actually.
War
he won
award.
The for MacArthur Genius Grant.
Yeah, yeah. Hold on, wait. Jeffries appeared in several horror and teen films in the 1980s. Heaven Help Us, Fraternity Vacation, 976 Evil. He also played supporting cast, A Close Range, Fright Night. You know, he had a career.
Fraternity Vacation.
Yeah. During the 1990s, Jeffries appeared for several years in gay pornographic movies.
Hard penis, all I ever wanted.
Yeah.
Was to
him.
Get stuffed in my ass for cash.
He made some bad investments.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm telling you, baby. High lie. That's the way to go.
Didn't that Mighty Ducks kid that was like involved in that like pedophilia ring kind of thing become a Bitcoin guy?
Wait,
yeah,
what?
Brock Pierce.
Yeah, yeah.
Is anyone rich off Bitcoin? What the fuck happened? It seemed
like a year ago
everyone was rich and
no,
now everyone's
poor.
No,
a bunch of dummies got in. Look, I told everybody exactly what to do. They should have bought Ripple last summer, and then when it hit fucking $2, I told everybody to get out. Some people did. They were smart. Other people didn't. It's been like the market's been like bearish for a long time now. It might pop again. I mean, it could. Who knows?
Mm-hmm.
You know, but
yeah.
Like, no, everybody that got in last winter just got fleeced.
And that is Nick's pick of the week.
Yeah.
Nick's hard dick.
Guaranteed.
Pick of the week.
100% pick.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, Ripple, like, corrected to, like,
I really do
30
not understand what the fuck
something.
A blockchain is or whatever any of this shit is, man. And I don't even try. I don't want to learn.
Yeah.
But
yeah, you don't.
I don't trust it. And the world will be better when we're back.
You're
on
doing
the
it the right
standard.
Way, man. You're investing in
houses. Look at that. Look at that. Look at that chart, dude.
Damn.
Look how bad that looks.
That's horrible.
Yeah.
I can read a basic chart, and that I don't like that.
Yeah.
Eldis has a lot of money in fucking cryptocurrency, like a fucking idiot.
Well, if you got in like last summer, you're fine.
Well, if you got into Bitcoin like 10 years ago,
then you're still rich. Yeah.
Then you're still rich. Yeah. Yeah. If you're just trying to buy acid on fucking Silk Road.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. I mean, yeah, like,
which is how a lot of people got into
it. It's common sense. But if you're like buying something, well, it's all over the fucking news and they're talking about how it's like, you know, it's shooting up, then you're an idiot.
Yeah. Well, people are dumb.
There was a Gawker article, right?
Yeah.
That was like, this is cryptocurrency. And then some people got in and went up. I don't fucking know.
Yeah. Dude. I'm investing. I'm going to start.
A lot of my friends lost a shit ton of money in the last, you know.
I say we buy gold or platinum, even better.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I'm going real estate. That's the next move.
Ooh, Nick just dripped one off the mic. That was a good one, guys. And he, Nick, please.
The funniest thing that's ever happened on this podcast ever was when we were at your house and you were like fucked up on drugs. It was just me and you. And you went and farted into the mic, and it lasted like 15 seconds.
Wait, is that the one we lost?
That's the lost episode.
It wasn't the lost episode. It was the one we did where you started doing it. It just went like a little too long. And it got me.
Oh, God. Nick,
it got
like
me
shit.
So hard, dude. I mean, nothing on this show will ever be funnier than that.
Damn, dude. I love doing drugs and farting.
I love
a lot.
Being a professional broadcaster. This fucking dumb shit, dude. Look, I've done everything I could try to possibly do to destroy this show.
Mm-hmm.
I've done at this point. I'm out of fucking ideas. Yeah. I really don't know what it's going to take to end this show.
If the show's going to be destroyed, it's up to you guys. Right. You guys can destroy it for us.
I've tried racism. I've tried not enough racism. I've tried overboard with the irony. I've tried too much sincerity.
Yep.
I've tried turning on the audience. I've tried turning on myself. Nothing will do it. And I can't just end it. That's not how it works.
Know. It's tough.
You have to figure out a way to overdose.
We're trapped.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Look, man, we're going to do this till we die.
Probably.
Yeah.
And then that'll be sweet. Goddamn, I can't wait to die.
There you go.
I'm so sad, like, thinking about my...
Oh, fuck. Nick did another good one.
Yeah.
My kids listening to that.
Whatever, man. Fucking kids.
First of all, your kids are going to be mentally retarded. Yeah. All of us are going to have just severely retarded
Just, like, 12 retarded
karma,
kids.
Because of karma.
Yeah. If karma's real...
Yes. If karma's real, we will all have just...
Dude, but honestly, oh, fuck, you guys, Jesus Christ. Oh, my God, it's
dude.
My
man got it from both ends.
Hell yeah,
it's like
dude.
The perfect storm, dude. It's like the two hurricanes meeting.
I can't
I'm George
anything,
Clooney, baby.
Yeah, me neither. It's literally all going to Adam.
Oh, that's perfect.
That's so good.
Yeah. It'd be great if that's how it worked, is like, you know, karma is the reason you have a disabled kid, and there's like a woman that's like pregnant or something, and she looks out the window. And then off in the horizon, she just sees this, like, stork flying to her. This would be, like, a good cartoon. A stork flying to her, but it gets closer, and its eyes are all fucked up. And it's like, it's just, like, a retarded-looking stork. And she's like, Richard, did you make fun of retarded kids in high school? And he's like, no. You know, and it's just got this big... big fucking, like, you know, whatever, like the handkerchief or whatever
with the
big lopsided baby in it. And she's like, we're not home. Nobody's here. Trying to hide from the retarded stork.
I also do love when people say it's karma, because then what you're saying is like, oh, yeah. Retarded children are bad.
Yeah.
Like, you can't be like, listen, that's karma. If you make fun of these sweet people, then, like, well, you'll get fucking punished by having to raise one.
Yeah, like, that was, like, one of the first stand-up jokes I wrote was that, so people say I shouldn't make fun of retarded people because then, like, I'll have a retarded kid. And it's like, you don't understand. You're not wishing a retarded person on me. You're wishing me on a retarded person.
Right.
Why do you think that'll end just because he's my son?
That's a good joke. That's a good joke.
I'll have one I can make fun of all the time.
Oh, my. No one's parents can get mad at me. No one's dad is going to try and fight me. Nice, dude.
Yeah.
No, that's simpler then.
Yeah. A simpler time.
Mm-hmm. Hard penis, all I ever wanted.
What else is going on, guys?
John McCain died again.
Thank God.
Did we talk about Gap Fat on the podcast?
No, yeah. No, we were trying to think.
What a good sketch that was.
We were trying to list good SNL sketches that were recent.
Right. Well, I watched
And I said one. Oh, there was one like 2 years ago that was good. And Nick was like, no, that was like 9 years ago.
Yeah.
The puppet one.
The puppet one.
I like the one with Tom Hanks.
7 years ago. The Gap Fat. I tried to watch Gap Black Fat Jeopardy. Again because I remember it being so funny. But it's indistinguishable from
real commercials.
It's just bad people modeling clothes. That was the joke.
All commercials are now Gap Fat.
10 years ago, right. The joke was, isn't it hilarious and ridiculous?
No, it's like there's all these companies now where it's like, we got the world's biggest bitch to try on this shirt. Yeah. And then all of these, like, you know, Business Insider has to be like, meet the company that's giving traditional companies a run for their money.
Right.
It's got Abercrombie running to the fucking hills because it's a woman with IBS that's shitting all over herself while wearing this dress.
These Dockers fucking stain-resistant khakis. The shit rolls right down her, and right down the leg.
You would think at this point people would see through that shit. I mean, I got it like 4 or 5 years ago when this shit started happening.
Right.
Where like most people were like, yeah, fuck yeah. But at this point, you have to recognize that it's a scam.
It takes people so long. It'll take another 5 years for people to think it's a scam. Yeah. Like, I feel like now it's just mainstream. You know what I mean? Like, now people are like, yeah, this is good. But also, what I don't get is, like, I mean, I get the fat people thing, because America is fat as shit. Like, you think they're, like, losing money not selling clothes to fat people.
Yeah, but people don't want to buy something that from a person that looks like
that's
them.
That's true. They want
to buy it from a hot person that they want to look
true.
Like.
True.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well,
yeah,
what they're selling is because, like, these people in the ads, they still have confidence. And that's why they always couch these things in, like, you know, just because, like, you know, like, I look a certain way, it doesn't mean, I literally read an article where it's like, that doesn't mean that I'm not happy in my body every day, but, you know, just because you see me smiling, there's a lot I have to overcome. So the aspirational aspect of these ads isn't their body, it's the act of overcoming whatever insecurities they have, which is, again, something that a lot of people that buy these clothes are incapable of doing, because it's kind of like a fucking tall order.
Oh, yeah.
So a lot of people that just are incapable of, like, overcoming their own dumb bullshit. So it'll make you feel bad about your soul rather than your fucking body.
Yeah.
They're like, look at this big fat bitch. She's not upset about it because she gets
to be
on magazine covers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And guess what? She's a sexy fat girl. That's the other thing. It's like, what if you're just ugly and fat?
Yeah.
Like, you're never going to be a model. Like, some people's faces are, like, just busted. It's like, but yeah, you're right. People don't want to see themselves. Like, I saw a porno where the dick looked like mine, and I was fucking scandalized.
No fucking way.
I was like, I don't want to see this little ass dick fucking a woman. I want to pretend, in my mind, I want to pretend I have a big dick while I watch this. You're going to take that from me? And I guess I don't want unless it's me, I don't want a fat model, I guess.
Of course.
No, I do. I want my fat brother now.
I mean, Axe body spray, that commercial was so smart because it worked on so many dumb guys. It's like, if you spray this on you, 50,000 women are going to try to chase you down and rape you.
And suck your dick against your will.
Have you ever wanted to get raped by
every single woman
in the town?
Yeah.
And it worked. Guys were like, hell yeah, I'm going to fucking blast that on me all day long. I mean, they definitely didn't think that was going to happen, but the messaging worked.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I
mean,
I was kind of hoping it would happen. I was kind of hoping I'd get a little pussy wearing the axe.
No, because then people would be like, well, it's got pheromones in it. It's like, first of all, it doesn't. They never said that it did.
Yeah.
Also, that's not how... I told you. I mean, I've told the story before, but that fucking, like, homeless guy that was, like, offering me advice on pheromones. He's like, man, I'll tell you, man, it's about pheromones.
It just smells like shit.
Yeah.
Damn. I would love... Yeah. If you had pheromones that made women want to fuck you, that's just like roofies, basically. Isn't it? Uh-huh. Aren't love potions just roofies where the person's awake?
I gotta tell you, man, there's like nothing that... I've been blown away by what mild success and notoriety does.
Mm-hmm.
Unfucking.
I mean, who
real.
Are you talking to?
It's
right now.
It is absolutely fucking unreal.
I know. It rocks.
I don't know. I don't like the Because for me, it's sucks. Like, yeah, like it's
what? I've, in I've a lot al- of ways, yeah, it sucks. It,
I've only ever really wanted to fuck people that clearly don't want to fuck me. Not in a rape way, where it's like, uh-huh. I kind of like.
Yeah, they're like sleeping. They're like, you know.
Yeah, right.
No, you want to feel like you're accomplishing something.
Not, it's not that I want to feel like accomplishing something. There's something that's like.
No, thanks.
There's no way to disappoint somebody if they come in already disappointed. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
When I lived in that fucking like hole in Chinatown, I cleaned up. And it was because it was like, dude, women would come over and they'd be like, I guess.
Right.
It's like, perfect. Yeah. Yeah. No, there's no way for this to be anytime less than I've, what you expect.
Right, anytime right, I've right. completely blown it and fucked it up, it's been from when a woman's been like, I want to fuck you.
Yeah, listen.
I can't like hand, like I have to feel like I'm manipulating can't. And tricking. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, yeah. I have to feel like... The you know no
I just like having a nice time, man.
No, I have to feel like by virtue of me being charming or funny or something, that like that's earned me the right to have sex,
right?
But not like a
but
woman
you do have to
not
be,
a woman thinking not a woman thinking in the abstract that they want to fuck me before I've ever met them.
No, that's fine. I would love that.
No, it stresses me out.
No, who cares?
I don't like it.
You're still you. You still have to like be you. I mean, it is weird if it's like they have an idea of who you are that's not you. That's weird, but like, whatever, man. If you guys vibe and then it's time to suck and fuck and, you know, what's wrong with a little having sex with a woman? Nothing.
Sis.
I love sis. Having sis.
Sis. I love sis.
Yeah, I just want to have a nice time, suck on some titties, you know, maybe have some snacks.
I can't wait till I have that cabin in the woods, man. Just make swords awesome. All day, chop wood.
Are you gonna get? Are you gonna get a forge like that friend of yours? What were you talking about?
Just get a forge, put it in the backyard of my parents' place. Yeah.
Go bald, not give a fuck.
Oh, no. Nick, Jesus fucking Christ, man!
Food poisoning, baby.
It's not coming to me, dude.
I like how like 2 weeks ago, Weave was like, "Can you gas Adam?" I'm like, "I'm not gonna do that, man." And then you know what? Sometimes your body just hears the words. Mm-hmm.
That's right. He spoke it into existence. Mm-hmm. That is the level of anti-Semite you are. You'll never kill a Jewish person, but you
but
will
accidentally
make them smell your stinky
face.
Ass farts.
I guess in a way,
you're the
I'm
most mild
I'm guessing.
Type, yeah, type of Nazi. Nick is a fart Nazi.
Jesus Christ.
Hard penis, all I ever wanted.
Yeah.
Was Adam
that'd be
too
a fun, like,
little dick.
Just like a, you know, like sort of a Seinfeld-esque comedy about a guy that's like harboring Jews during some sort of like new Holocaust, but he's like working on hot rods in his garage. And one of them accidentally diesels for 7 hours, and he accidentally gasses the four families of Jews that have been hiding above his garage.
He's like, whoopsie.
He's like, oopsie daisy.
My friends just went to Amsterdam. They're Jews. And they went to Anne Frank's attic, and they were like, I don't know about attic. It's like pretty nice square
was
footage.
Was it apartment?
They were like, oh, yeah, it was big.
Yeah.
You know, a lot bigger than a lot of people's apartments.
But she wanted to fuck. That's the biggest prison.
No, no. I think the joke was that they were, like, stoned, and then they were like,
yeah,
oh,
it's
this
still
place
so funny
nice.
To me that, like, her dad found her diary after she was murdered and was like, damn.
Yeah.
This shit is gay, dude. I got to show people this.
I know.
I got to fucking own my daughter.
Yeah, doesn't she gets her period, and then she, like, jacks off, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
Poor Anne.
Poor Anne, never getting dick down.
Poor Anne, she never got cock.
That's the
she was so cock.
That's the real 50 Shades, you know what I'm talking about?
She never got her dream of
that's the real tragedy.
Having sex.
That's the sad part of
and
homophobia.
That was the,
that's the sad part of
that was the sad part of the Holocaust.
I would have smashed Anne Frank.
Yeah, especially to, you know.
No way. Anne Frank looked like
I
would have
taken a dick pill. Well, yeah, but she's a
Anne
survivor,
Frank looked
dude.
Like me in that picture.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
yeah,
fine.
But she's hiding in an attic.
Yeah, you like that.
As a teenager, yeah, that's how you fuck, dude. It's hidden.
Hide and seek, pussy.
Yeah, yeah.
Trying to be quiet.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
You don't want to wake up your parents.
My parents.
My parents.
Damn, my parents is pissing me off.
Derm.
Oh, yeah. I guess we should say congratulations to Lou. Oh, yeah, that already happened.
That already happened. We, said
we
said
already
it.
Did the John McCain
Lewis.
Stuff.
Yep.
Congrats to John McCain.
I'm ready for that to be. Oh, the Louis C.K. thing is what everybody's mad about.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. Congrats to friend of the podcast, Louis C.K., on standing ovation at the Comedy Cellar.
Did he get a standing O?
He got a standing O. For
I gotta go be a
return.
Pundit soon.
Yeah.
What?
We gotta go. Guys, if you. When is this? coming out on Sunday?
This has already happened. Well, if you're in Cleveland today and it's not after 4:20, please come see us at Hilarities at 4:20 as part of the Accidental Comedy Festival. And then tomorrow, come to Boston. We have a 6 p.m. stand-up show and an 8 o'clock live pod that's probably sold out, but the 6 o'clock you can still get tickets to. So please come out to those. And then we have Funny Moms on the 10th. I am going to be in Connecticut, the Fairfield Comedy Club, on the 7th. And then Lafayette, Louisiana, on the 14th. New Orleans on the 15th. Chicago on the 21st and 22nd. And Detroit on the 23rd. Go to stavi.biz. And I might have something cooking for Denver on September 30th. Maybe, hopefully. So, come out to all that kind of motherfucking shit. And then we're in Australia. Buy tickets to that. We're October 23rd in Sydney, 26th in Melbourne, and 28th in Briz Give Me Brain.
And I think the way those shows work is that those
it's two different shows.
The stand-up and the podcast.
The
podcast
that
is like sold out already, so if you want to just come to the stand-up show, that'll probably be better, to be honest with you.
Yeah, honestly, stand-up will be better.
If we're going to be completely honest, yeah, live podcasts are stupid. Don't come out to those.
Yeah. People get mad at us when we post them as episodes. But no, I think people in the audience have fun during the live podcast.
I think it is a fun time, IRL. I think we just don't like them because it's weird for us.
Yeah, I'd rather just do stand-up.
Me too.
Well, we're going to be doing both in Australia, and we're going to be doing both in Boston as
the,
well.
The real goal is to figure out a way to tour doing nothing.
I mean, that is kind of what a live podcast is.
But even
that is the future of comedy.
The next level.
We could just
make compromises?
Here's what we could do.
There you go.
We could like watch YouTube videos and like laugh at them and like make comments. I bet you people
zero
would watch that.
Comments. We just laugh at them.
Like, here's some funny
like
videos.
Every once in a while, we say like a couple things.
Damn, dude.
Yeah.
Just fucking ridiculousness on
We should do that.
Tosh with less jokes.
Yeah.
That would be kind of funny.
Because I wonder how international trademark or copyright works. Could we just do, you go over to like Germany and do like MTV's Ridiculousness with Rob Dyrdek? Copyright, 100% authorized.
We'd probably
because
get
it's
in
another
trouble.
Country, they can't do anything.
Yeah, if we show something that depicts Nazis, we get in trouble. Because that's like against the law.
So save that little Holocaust theory from earlier.
Yeah.
Don't drop that in Germany.
About
but
how it happened because
they were
annoying.
Other than that, we're good.
Look, I know you guys think that that's just an absurd, wild thing for me to say.
Uh-huh.
I think it's true.
I don't know. You kind of convinced me.
But yeah, come to all the shows.
No, it's
that
the same
doing.
Thing with like, you know, how like people say like, oh, guns. You know, guns, they won't accept the argument for guns is that they're just fun.
They're cool, yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it's fun
you
to
feel
shoot
badass
guns.
When you shoot something in your backyard.
That's it, but it has to be more than that. It has to be like a, people want things for simple reasons.
I know. It probably would feel cool to shoot a gun. I will admit
killing
that.
People is like a libidinal impulse, and it's like got to be like a childish reason behind it.
I think it would feel
there's
awful.
A childish ass
I got a childish ass reason.
Because my little penis makes me angry. My childish penis makes me
childish
angry.
Childish penis.
So that is our show, gang.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you for listening.
We'll see you in Cleveland or Boston.
In Australia. And the South. We should start figuring out
when. Yeah, we'll start
when.
Plugging those dates once we figure out when they are. Yeah. But in November, we're going to be in Nashville, Charlotte, Atlanta, and one other
place. Is there one other city?
I think.
Nick, do you know?
I don't know. Hattiesburg, maybe? Or
I don't think it's Hattiesburg.
Somewhere on maybe on like a
Alabama
Bull Run.
It'd be cool to go to Alabama.
Gettysburg.
Roll Tide.
Get Hattiesburg. Brainies in Gashville.
Brainies in Gashville. Yeah. All right. See us in Brainies. Bye, guys.